I do have a couple talking points I wanted to finish, but you guys had a pretty neat story about how California Closets was created that we were talking about during the break. I want to share that with our listeners. College guy out of California. Do we know where in California?
Not sure where.
Do you know?
I don't remember exactly.
It's a college
where,
in California.
It was in college.
Okay.
And he, but he did divided up his closet in his dorm room, and that's kind of how it got all started, because he had a friend that was a lawyer and in school, and he said, "Hey, I think you're onto something," and that's when they started the franchise business. So
who would have thought?
Yeah.
And this year time frame?
Back in 1978. So, and that was the whole start of the closet industry.
1978, somewhere out of California. And from closets, you know, we haven't even talked about laundry rooms yet, but that's a service y'all do. Any cabinet except kitchen or bath. I mean, anywhere else in the house you could fix your...
Yeah, you know, sometimes we get into kitchens and do them, but it's not our real bread and butter, so we, you know, kind of try and stay away from that. And but bathrooms, we're doing more and more bathrooms. That's becoming one of the things that actually we didn't do at the beginning, but we are doing it now.
Very cool. And it would make sense a lot of times where you're doing a home office that might be close to the kitchen, tying that look in together.
Sometimes you can do that and make the looks make it look similar. For the most part, I think it's hard to match things, because once you have, for example, a kitchen, the UV light in the kitchen, things can change the tone of the wood. And so if you were trying to match that, all of a sudden you've got this, you know, much brighter finish than what you have on the kitchen, and it kind of can look like a mistake. So a lot of times we'll say, you know what, let's jump off of that and do something totally different.
All part of that design phase. Back to square one. It's the same as just about any other thing. It's all in the prep.
Yep.
Exactly. It makes a complete difference on the end project. And by the time somebody's ready to do that, they don't want to stop. They don't want to start there. They just want to jump in. Let's do this. Let's do this. And you can get in a situation where you're making rushed decisions because you're trying to get started. And you get done and you thought, man, if I would have just, which you could have just done, if you just take your time, you'll get there. We'll get started. We'll get to the end. We'll get it complete. Don't give in to urgency and sacrifice something that – it'll make a big difference at the quality and functionality and aesthetics at the end.
Right, right. One of the things you can do is you can buy these a lot of these products, and you can buy it at a box store, but really, you're just guessing and throwing things in, and so many times that's just a huge mistake. And then eventually people will give us a call and say, "Hey, I need to take all this stuff out of here that I did, and I want you to come in and design my space." So that's what we do.
And those two design locations in Tucson?
Yep. Both the there's one that I mentioned is 4061 West Costco Place, Suite 101, and that's the one that's off Orange Grove and I-10. And then the other one is at 3001 East Skyline, and that's Suite 109.
And Skyline, and you said Campbell?
Oh, Skyline and Campbell, yes.
Okay, very good. And y'all have been doing this in Tucson since 2001.
Yes.
So congratulations, that's 16 years in business. And what's your plans going forward?
Just keep doing the same thing. We love pleasing people, and we've just had this tremendous track record of actually doing that. And there's just nothing better than a happy customer.
You'd mentioned your daughter earlier. Is she in the business? Is she part of the family?
It is a family business. My son actually joined us right when we started. So the two of us actually got the thing started, and then my wife started up with us too, and then also my daughter. And so my daughter handles pretty much all the communications between customers and the business, and does all the administrative work. my son, he pretty much runs the thing now and does all the work, everything between the designer and manufacturing, and takes care of all that. And so I think they're just trying to kick me out of the place, actually.
I was wondering if you're feeling any pressure.
It's getting there. Sometimes they say, hey, Dad, just let me do it, you know.
You've worked hard. You're retired from the oil and gas industry. You've been in this 16 years. Why don't you take some time for yourself?
Yep. And Paul has been designing for this whole time, too. And so she's one of our top designers. Well, actually, we have four designers, and they're all fantastic.
And once the design is done, you say average time about 3 to 4 weeks turnaround, depending on the size and complexity of the project?
Yep. I think that's the average.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. How long does the design take? I know that's can vary as well, but
that sometimes, yes, that can vary a lot because, if it's for somebody that's just building a house, they might start right at the beginning of before the house is even out of the ground. So it can go on for even a year. But for the most part, we can turn those designs around within a couple days.
Bob and Paula Trotter, California Closets in Tucson, two locations. If you're looking to get organized around your house, home, castle, or cabin, great place to start. Just walk into either one of their showrooms. See you next Saturday right here. It's Rosie on the House. What a wonderful world.